WCCO Radio News, good afternoon. I'm Jeff McKinney. The time is 3:30. Here are some headlines. KLM, Royal Dutch Airlines, and Twin Cities-based Northwest have signed a 10-year joint venture agreement ending 2 years of legal wrangling. KLM will sell all of its Northwest stock back to Northwest for more than $1 billion. The owner of the Timberwolves, Glenn Taylor, is reportedly meeting today with Kevin Garnett's agent trying to work out a contract. Garnett earlier rejected more than $103 million over 6 years. That, of course, is virtually the same contract rejected by Steve Cannon prior to the announcement of his retirement a couple of weeks ago. The time is 3:31, and next up we check out the forecast.
Every year, 300,000 babies get sick from secondhand smoke. But the tobacco industry doesn't want to hear it. It's time we made smoking history. For more information, call 612-623-5272. Brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Health and the American Cancer Society, Minnesota Division.
Born to be wild. 7 nights. Every night on the Discovery Channel. Tonight, snakes and lizards, crocs and dragons. What do they know about evolution that the dinosaurs didn't? Find out. Jurassic Survivors on Wild Discovery. It's not just nature. It's wild. Wild Discovery. Always at 8 Pacific, 9 Mountain. Only on the Discovery Channel. Explore your world.
.32 is the time, and here is the forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon. That doesn't look right, because there are lots of clouds out there right now. We'll say mostly cloudy this afternoon, and look for a high near 70 degrees. And here's Mike Lynch. You know, Lynch, you're working the dreaded split shift, and that's my fault. I've forgotten you were here.
Well, forget about the partly cloudy skies. It's going to be cloudy the rest of the afternoon. Scattered showers, windiness, son of a gun, and the clouds and the wind and the showers will be around through the early evening hours. We'll see some clearing after midnight, down to about 48 to 50 for a low tomorrow. Partly cloudy, not as windy, no showers tomorrow at a high of 67. Looking ahead, Wednesday, partly cloudy, high of 68. Warmer Thursday, Friday. Looks like a chance of showers Friday. Highs in the low to mid-70s. Right now, it's windy. We have northwest winds currently at 15 to 25 miles an hour with showers at 60 degrees.
It is 26 now, before 4 o'clock. I'm just here picking my axe. You didn't know that I was adept at the guitar, did you, Ma?
No, goodness knows. That's terrific. And Morgan accompanying you?
Yeah, Morg. He's a picker from way back, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I studied on that.
Jumping Joe Jonkus with me on a cannon, miss, and in the wings, we're going to have James St. James in a minute or two, coming in here from Hollywood, California, IA. Birthday today, Meatloaf is 50, Morg.
Meatloaf. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, I used to play him back in the 70s.
Meatloaf is 50 today, a singer and musician, and I wonder whatever possessed his parents to give him that name.
Well, that's easy. His sister's name is Hamburger Helper.
How would you like to be able to read the morning newspaper in 10 minutes? Or polish off a novel on your lunch break? Or read all about your new computer in one evening? Think about that. Because when you go through the new Reading Genius Home Study course, you'll read so much faster, you'll be astounded at how quickly you get to the last page. The Reading Genius Home Study course is easy, it's systematic, it takes just a few short hours, and anybody can do it. You'll read 200% faster than you do right now with better memory and comprehension, or your money back. That includes business publications, newspapers, novels, self-help books, even technical reading. This is the same reading technology that's been used by employees at Apple Computer and Hewlett-Packard and average readers who have become some of the world's fastest readers. Reading Genius improves your reading speed and memory by 200% or your money back. Call 1-800-480-5573. Again, that's 1-800-480-5573.
It's 25 before 4 on Cannon. Were you here? Football tonight at 8. And it's San Francisco at Carolina. What do you like, Morg?
Well, Frisco's favored by 3.5 points, but Carolina's beaten a couple of times at home. Though Carolina hasn't had a win at home yet. They're 0-2. I haven't made up my mind. I'll make that pick in about an hour.
Okay. Considering post-secondary education, then make plans to stop by the National College Fair at the Minneapolis Convention Center October 6th or 7th. Reps from over 300 schools will be on site to answer questions and provide info. We'll see you there. And let's get James St. James in here. Jimbo, how are you,
man? Well, I am fine, Steve-O. How about yourself?
Very good.
Well, that's good. I hope you're having a good Monday.
You bet.
I've been listening to you a little bit on the satellite, on and off, when I get a chance. I've got to know the name of that horse, Steve.
Well, I'll have to tell you that in private sometime.
Someday we'll over a little beverage at the market barbecue or
okay,
something, huh?
Okay, that's cool.
So, anyway, got a couple of emails here I'd like to answer. The first one is from a guy by the name of Ralph Messer. He's over in, is it Fridley?
Yep.
Okay, Fridley, Minnesota. And he does some DJ work in clubs, you know. And I guess he plays a lot of oldies, and he's having a hard time finding my old song, 96 Tears.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you right now, my man, it is a tough one to find on CD. But if you have a good CD shop, and I know there's a lot of them in the Twin Cities, it can be ordered as a import, okay? There's a label over in, I believe it's either, there's one in England and there's one in Japan that have taken Question Mark and Mysterion's very first album, and they've, well, you might as well say they bootlegged it, and so it can be bought. It's about $30-$35, but you can find a copy of 96 Tears. Also, if you're into the karaoke stuff, there's a company called Singin' to the Oldies, and they have the band track for 96 Tears on one of their discs. It's called the Music Maestro Graphics, okay? And they have the band track, but they do not have the words.
What else have you got?
Okay, also, we've got a letter from a guy by the name of Rob Latta. He doesn't say where he's from, but he does ask a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, after the Cannon Mess is no longer around, are you going to be around? To me, okay?
Well, you'll be here.
Yes, I will be there. Okay.
So let's get on with it. Let's go.
All right.
What's happening in Hollywood?
Well, what do you think of your man Bob Dylan? What do you think of him playing for the Pope?
That was quite a deal, wasn't it?
See that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's got a new album coming out this week, and it is by far the best thing he has done in a long, long time. It's called Time Out of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's taken a while to put this thing together. It's
is it religious?
A long time.
Kind of religious?
Well, not really.
No?
You know, I mean, yeah, he's got a song on there called Trying to Get to Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, there's, you know, if you want to listen to it with kind of a religious ear, I'm sure you can pick some things out.
Okay.
But it's just good music. It's Bob Dylan. He's back. I'm glad to see it. And from what I understand, he's got a tour planned, and I guess he's feeling well, and I'm all for it.
He's got some competition from his son, hasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe they'll get together, go out on tour. Wouldn't that be something?
The Wallflowers. Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little television. Already the networks are getting nervous.
Why is that, Jim?
Well, some of the shows just aren't performing the way they expected them to perform.
Like?
Well, like the Tony Danza show. The Tony Danza show on Wednesday nights on NBC. It's just not getting the ratings. You know, it's only been on once, but the projection is that it's going to have a problem because, first of all, it's up against Spin City and The Nanny.
Mm.
You know, you've got The Nanny on CBS, you've got Spin City with Michael J. Fox over on ABC, and over at Fox, you've got Beverly Hills 90210.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tony Danza show is really just kind of a rehash of his old show, Who's the Boss?
My new show is The Practice on ABC. Runs at 9 o'clock on Saturday nights. Had another great show Saturday night.
That's a bad time.
I know it is.
I have a feeling that if enough people watch it, it's going to be changed because that's really almost the graveyard.
That's a Kelly show. Picket fences
David
and
Kelly.
So forth. Yeah.
David Kelly. Now,
he does quality TV.
Oh, there's no question. He does quality everything. You know, he should. He's married to Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well, yes, he would have to.
I mean, if you're going to start with quality, let's start at home.
Yeah.
But your other show is on tonight, Ally McBeal.
That's at 8.
Yeah.
And then Brooklyn South.
Right, right.
So we got a couple of good shows tonight.
Now, a couple of them that are also in trouble, the new one called Cracker.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, well, it's... Don't worry about it.
I don't
you're
have to
gonna
get
have
familiar.
To remember
with
that one very long. And also this new one, Nothing Sacred. You know, this is the one that the Catholic Church is not too happy about. It really gets into the personal life of a young priest.
I think you have to be You have to qualify that, though. They did a feature in one of the newspapers here and interviewed various Catholic priests.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them didn't like it, and others thought that it was a fair representation of priests today, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So I don't think you can say the entire Catholic Church is
against
it.
Okay, we won't say the Catholic Church, but
some Catholic prelates are...
Yeah, I'm hearing some loud voices.
Well, they would be more conservative Catholics.
Yeah, there have been some sponsors that have pulled out already.
No kidding.
You know how that goes.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with it.
Okay.
But, it could be a show that if not given enough chance, it could, strike out in the ratings just because it wasn't given the opportunity.
That's true.
That happens a lot. Now, as far as Tony Danza goes, now I know he's going to try some, they call this, stunt casting, where they bring in somebody they think people are going to tune in to see. He's going to reunite with his old Taxi co-star, Carol Kane.
Oh, yeah?
You remember her.
Now, love her.
Yeah, I was just going to say, she could add a real spark to that show. I hope she doesn't get there too late. I hope they give her, give the show some time so that that she can come on board.
Can I give a movie she was in? It's an old one. Have people look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Hester Street.
Yeah okay.
Terrific movie.
Yeah. She's a good actress.
Carol Kane, you bet she is.
Yeah, she's an actress who many times is overlooked, but, there for a while, she was in a lot of movies. She did some TV. Now she's kind of backed off, but it appears that she's going to try to get back into the game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, speaking of sitcoms, now, you and I talked about this about a year ago. I had a source call me and tell me this was going to happen, and nobody believed it, but it is going to happen. Starting Wednesday night, Murphy Brown is going to try to find some humor, Steve, in a very serious subject, breast cancer. Remember we talked about this?
Yes.
And Murphy Brown is indeed going to discover she has breast cancer. And I asked Candace Bergen about this last summer, and she answered. She said, hey, there's two reasons. Number one, very personal. She's basically dedicating the season to her late husband, Louis Malle, the director-producer,
mm-hmm.
who, of course, died as a result of cancer. But her other answer, and she's being very sincere. This isn't some kind of a, rating thing. She said, if I can talk one person into going in and having a checkup and catching the disease before it's too late, then that's the whole purpose of the show. Now, I have heard this rumor, Steve. I have heard that being that this is Candace Bergen's last year, there are some writers who say that she should die at the end of the year to really make the point, really bring the point across.
Oh,
I don't know.
Boy, that'd be a shocker.
That would be a shocker. Now, you remember they tried that with, or they didn't try it, they did it with All in the Family.
Yeah, I remember
with
that.
Edith.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you, to this day, when I see a rerun and I see poor Edith, I say, boy, we know where you're headed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This decision, of course, would be entirely up to Candace Bergen as to how she wants to end the show. But it definitely would make a point. Now, there is an episode coming up that I can see the humor, okay? I mean, I guess there is a silver lining, as they say, to every cloud. There's one episode coming up where Jim Dial, her co-anchor,
yes.
the guy, played by Charles Kimbrough.
Yes.
Okay, now he's going to try and help her as she's going through some real bad side effects from chemotherapy. So he's going to go out and he's going to find her some marijuana. Now, like I say, we're not dealing with a funny subject, but I'm sure seeing Jim Dial going out to try to find marijuana, there will be some laughs.
You should explain why he's getting the marijuana.
Well, to help her with the
pain
that she's going through because of the therapy.
Right.
So I don't know, boy. I'm very anxious to see just how the television public how they take this on.
I think you'll find that they'll yawn.
You think so?
Except for the people,
the real cult fans.
Well, no, I just think people who have an axe to grind.
Okay. All right, well, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm very anxious to see how it's going to work for you.
There are a lot of people around who smoke that dread weed. That'll probably say, hey, I think I'll tune her in and see what's going on there, man.
What happens, right?
And then it'll have a toke or two.
Yeah.
I got to go, my man.
Oh, okay, one more quick thing.
Okay.
I've got a website for Frank Sinatra, okay? Believe it or not, Frank is going to get on the website. His daughter, Nancy, has established www.sinatrafamily.com. And everybody's asking, how's Frank doing? Well, I'll tell you, he's not doing real well, but I know he's very upset. The paparazzi out in Palm Springs have more or less moved into his front yard, and I think the next photo we see of Frank will be one of him swinging at one of them. Okay?
Okay?
There you go. Have a good day, Monday. I'll see you on Wednesday. I'm James St. James, the real Jimmy Hollywood.
It's 14 minutes now before 4 o'clock, 60 degrees Canon. The James St. James gig was sponsored by the Glass Service Company in Big George. So we get a little wind, a little rain today. It's a reminder that the cooler weather is on the way. So you got to make a list of things to do before the cold weather is upon us. Like, you'll want to get the grill put away. You'll want to get the screens off, the storms on, and get that windshield replaced, okay? Call Glass Service Company. Get that cracked windshield replaced. And First Big George, Corporal, the owner, will send an NGA certified technician to your home or work, and they'll do fast and efficient work, too. Then Big George lays a free box of delicious Simic steaks on you. And if your insurance company covers their work, the Glass Service Company will bill your insurance company for you. So let's get those steaks. Let's get that windshield fixed or any other vehicle glass and get the steaks. All it takes is a phone call now before that cold weather comes. In Minneapolis, call the Glass Service Company at 788-9037. And in St. Paul, call 644-5040. I've got 60 degrees. I've got 13 in front of four cannon. CCO.
U.S. West Home Office, may I help you?
Yes, I'm a professional organizer and I work out of my house. Basically, I spend my days keeping my clients organized so they don't have to.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm so busy keeping everyone organized. My own telephone system has gotten to be a mess. Any ideas how I can keep it organized?
We can set that up for you with the business receptionist phone. It integrates some of our calling features, so it juggles calls, takes messages, and identifies callers even when you're already on your phone. And it's all in one unit.
Great.
And from now on, you can call me personally here at the U.S. West Home Office Consulting Center with any questions you might have about telecommunications.
Neat.
Call the U.S. West Home Office Consulting Center at 1-800-898-WORK for solutions that fit your growing business. And if you call now, you'll receive Business Success at Home, a free magazine full of tips for managing a prosperous business. So call 1-800-898-WORK, because here, no question leaves without an answer. U.S. West. Life's better here. Some restrictions apply.
The Cannon Mess. I got a story here, a quick one. A little jokester from Mike Keeley. He says he's a former Buell Bulldog from the Iron Range. He says, Cannon, what do you get when you have 32 Iron Range men sitting around a campfire? What you get is a full set of teeth.
I am so eager for you to come see Blithe Spirit, the Noel Coward comedy now at the Guthrie, because it's all about me, Ruth, and my husband, Charles. It's a very witty play. I know because I can hear the audience fairly exploding with laughter, but do try for a moment to see it from my point of view. I don't find it amusing to share my home with my husband's first wife, even if she is dead. It all happens when this strange Madame Arcati performs a seance in our library and apparently brings back the ghost of Elvira, Charles' first wife. But then strange things start happening. Vases of flowers moving about by themselves, that sort of thing. As far as I'm concerned, Elvira is no blithe spirit. She's dangerous. The audience, however, seems to feel the situation makes a hilarious play. So do come. And if you are a second wife, I hope you'll take my side.
Noel Coward's Blithe Spirit at the Guthrie, now until November 2nd. Tickets start at just $15. Call 377-2224.
And I got another little joke to you. I'm getting a lot of jokes today. This one's sent from Lizart. You ready, Ma? This is up your alley.
I'm ready, honey.
A woman is in bed with her husband's best friend, and the phone rings, and the lady says, my husband won't be home for a while. He's playing cards with you.
Wow, I just love these art gallery openings. You know, the paintings, the people, the little hors d'oeuvres are good, too.
Jerry, I think it's time you got glasses.
Why?
Well, because those aren't hors d'oeuvres, they're souvenir paintbrushes.
Yeah, well, they need salt, okay?
Right. What you really need is Nikon no-line frivolous progressive lenses for your new glasses.
Really?
They'll help you see better up close and far away, more comfortably than you ever thought possible.
Now, this painting I really like. Mm-hmm. The form, the colors, you see that?
Sure. Jer,
mm-hmm.
That's the exit sign.
Okay.
You know, with Nikon privileged progressive lenses, you'd be able to read that perfectly because they give you greater reading area and easier focusing.
But me in glasses, I mean, I do have my image to consider, you know?
Of course you do. That's the beauty of Nikon privileged progressive lenses. There are no lines. You'd look a good 10 years younger in them, too.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Oh, sure. Well, you know that, and if you wore maybe a suit from this century.
Sure.
Just a thought.
Ask your eye care professional about Nikon no-line privileged progressive lenses. Nikon, because good vision looks good on you.
It's 10 minutes now to 4 o'clock on a Cannon Mess here at WCCO. Let's get a traffic report. Is Dino in the house today? Uncle Dino.
I'm always in the house, man.
Okay, what's happening?
See, Dave brought to you by... Go ahead, Regina.
I was going to say you weren't here Friday. I had
Well, it was my birthday, and I took the day off.
Well, good for you.
Well, and did absolutely nothing. It was great. The traffic is brought to you by Champion Auto Stores, 94 westbound downtown Minneapolis. Real heavy, although an accident at 3rd Avenue has been cleared. Now, we do have a crash on the midway if you're headed to St. Paul. East 94, that's right around Snelling Avenue. Be expecting some heavy traffic there. Also seeing heavier levels out on Highway 61 as you work your way south from I-94. And it sounds like we may have a problem out there. Champion Auto Stores presents the WCW Monday Nitro at Target Center October 6th. Pick up $3 discount coupons at Champion Auto Stores. WCW's Monday Nitro, October 6th. That's CCO traffic.
8 before 4 o'clock on Canon here at WCCO. You know, as a birthday, Marcello Mastroianni. Remember him, Backlash? Oh, a wonderful actor. Yes, an Italian actor. How old? 73, he would have been. He's not living anymore. But he was something else, folks. Marcello Mastroianni. He dated the most beautiful women. He had romantic liaisons with Catherine Deneuve, Faye Dunaway, Sophia Loren, and Phyllis Diller. He left Miss Diller immediately after his two cataracts were removed.
Third floor, direct-to-video kung fu movies. Eighth floor, documentaries on the Peruvian yak. Penthouse, the CBS Monday Night Comedies.
Hit straight to the top with an all-new Cosby, where Hilton's keeping secrets.
Yes, I know I told my wife a lot. Are you married? Well, you'll understand when you get married.
And Ray attends a parenting class on a new Everybody Loves Raymond.
If you don't start picking up your toys, no TV for a week.
Gee.
Then, Sybil has to decide if the man she's met is the love of her life.
Ooh.
Or a pickup artist. Followed by an all-new George and Leo, where Leo gives George some bad advice.
You know, you're like an evil Jiminy Cricket.
If it's Monday, it must be CBS.
Going up.
Then, they stand accused of police brutality. How far will they go to protect one of their own?
You're going to wind up in jail.
An all-new Brooklyn South. Tonight, starting at 7 p.m. on WCCO-TV 4 News, the hometown team.
Mike Lunch is in the WCCO weather room. What's the temp, Mike?
Right now, 60 degrees. We have an unstable atmosphere, and with that, the wind and the rains continue, although the heaviest rains now are moving out of the Twin Cities, to the southeast into western Wisconsin and the Rochester area. Looks like the rain will gradually taper off this evening. The winds are going to stay with us, though. We'll see some clearing after midnight, winds diminishing somewhat after that. Overnight, low around 48 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, not as windy, a high of 67. Should be a nice early autumn day. Looking ahead, highs in the 70s later this week. Chance of some showers on Friday. Right now, northwest winds 15 to 22. We have some showers, and it's 60, Steve-O.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I've got some rejected state mottos here you might be interested in. In Alabama, their state motto that was rejected was "Literacy ain't everything." In Florida, they rejected this state motto, "Where Republicans go to die." Delaware, this one was cast out. So close to Washington, you can smell it. Iowa, they threw this state motto out, just east of Omaha. Kansas threw this one out. You want flat? We got flat. Kentucky threw this motto out. Tobacco is a vegetable, or we're all related. In Minnesota, here we threw this state motto out, never used it. It's not Sweden, but we try to act like it.
So the last time you're looking for a thermometer to take somebody's temperature, you try to find in the drawers that old, thin, skinny one, you know, with a silver metal tip. Well, get rid of it, because you need the new one from Target. This week at Target, the Braun ThermoScan Easy Instant Ear Thermometer is on sale. It takes about, 1 second, and you know what the temperature is. It's fast, it's easy, it's accurate, and boy, is it convenient. Dave Lee here for Target, the greatest store in the world, and that's an example of why. Matter of fact, you know where I first saw that? When I was shopping around for a new thermometer at Target. And this week, it's on sale. But you'll also find Elegance cotton towels on sale. And take a look. Maybe it's time you upgraded those towels in your house. Storage totes and boxes and drawers. Hamilton Beach 5-speed mixers. Proctor Silex 3-quart crockery cookers. The 12-cup coffee makers. The Bell South cordless phone answer machine. Just an example of some of the things on sale this week at the best store in the world. That's Target, where you can expect more. but pay less.
I've always been interested in history, Morg.
I know that. You stay home, you're reading English history now, Britain, huh?
Yep. I was reading about Horatio Nelson last night.
What's the deal?
Well, Horatio Nelson was an English naval hero.
Okay.
And at the Battle of Trafalgar was where he got it, Morg,
really.
Yeah, he was born in 1778. He was killed in battle in 1805. And as Horatio Nelson looked down at his mortal wounds, he said, "My parents wanted me to be a dentist, but no, no."
What you're about to hear can help save your life. You can count on Genuine Bayer Aspirin to relieve tough pain. But if you think all leading pain relievers are the same, Genuine Bayer Aspirin can do something Tylenol and Advil can't. Only Genuine Bayer Aspirin can reduce the risk of another heart attack by up to 50% when taken regularly with a diet and exercise regimen. Ask your doctor and use only as directed. There's also Extra Strength Bayer. Nothing stronger on tough pain. Bayer. Power for pain relief and so much more.
I've got about 3 and a half now before 4 o'clock here on the Cannon Mess. Football tonight, Carolina at home to San Francisco, an 8 o'clock start here on CCO. Dark Star will set the table for you, starting at 6:20 with his radio talk show here on WCCO. So you were right about the Vikings on Sunday, Morg.
Yes, I figured they'd only win by one. That's what I predicted. They won by 9, but it was a very tough game. And in doubt until a fumble by a kick receiver, a punt receiver for Philly. He fumbled it. Minnesota got the ball, and they got into the end zone. And that was the play that turned things around for Minnesota.
Okay.
But, you know, Smith, what a great running back. I fear what this club would be if Smith wasn't there. They played 5 games. It could be 0-5, 1-4. I mean it. He's that important to this team. A great running back. He's finally getting his due. He's been injured so many times before that. They're going to need Smith and everything they've got when they go to Arizona on Sunday.
No kidding.
Arizona had Tampa beat 18-14 with seconds left when Dilfer threw a long pass for a touchdown to win it. As a matter of fact, Arizona had a chance to win it, too. They missed a field goal wide with seconds left, which would have won the game for him.
Okay. It is the Cannon Mess at 2 minutes in front of 4 right here at WCCO.
Once again, we're in the kitchen with best-selling mystery writer Diane Mott Davidson, who's turning up the heat. She's cooking up a sizzling plot, spicing it with murder, and adding real mouth-watering recipes. It's the grilling season, the hot new bestseller from the author of The Main Corpse. The Writer Entertainment Weekly calls today's foremost practitioner of the culinary whodunit. Read The Grilling Season if you like your crime well done. The Grilling Season, a Bantam hardcover.
If you enjoy shopping the outlet centers around town, don't forget the one that's been providing great buys for over 30 years. Gabbert's Odds and Ends Room.
It's a minute and a half now before 4 o'clock. We'll do the news, then we'll come back with the Oriole. Sidney Hartman on Cannon over WCCO Minneapolis St. Paul.
Listen Tuesday, September 30th at 7:15 during the Good Morning Show. We'll have a very important announcement about the future of WCCO.
WCCO Radio News, good afternoon. I'm Jeff McKinney. Coming up after CBS, a South Minneapolis gambling house is busted and police say it was a virtual casino. Flu season is just about to arrive, and it may be time to get your flu shot. The East Phillips neighborhood has some new basketball courts thanks to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Those stories coming up, and we'll have the latest national and international news just ahead on CBS.
Highway 280 in Broadway, an accident now with injuries, and as you're working your way up that way, be expecting to slow down 94 east at Snelling Avenue. They're also working a crash, and it is heavy. As you make your way out, 394 from downtown, no accidents there right now, though. That's CCO traffic.
And Mike Lynch here in the CCO Weather Center. We'll have scattered showers here in the Twin Cities, although the heaviest showers now are leaving the metro. Windy tonight, down to 48. Not as windy tomorrow. Some sun and 67. Right now it's 60.
And this is Minnesota's News and Weather Station. You're listening to WCCO Minneapolis and St. Paul. Time at the tone is 4 o'clock.